Hello and welcome to the PowerPress podcast. My name is Mackenzie and I'm your host. Thanks for tuning in this week. We put an episode out every 2 weeks and this is the first episode without a guest. I am flying solo today. It will not be happening every week. In fact, this might be one of the only times that it does happen. But I wanted to start fresh from the rest of the Raw Voice and Blueberry staff, because they have been the only guests on the podcast since our relaunch when I started as the host in September. They have all been fantastic guests and they will all be back, that is for sure. However, I want to make sure that this podcast is for the PowerPress community, and obviously, the Blueberry staff is not the only podcast community members that can give, you know, tips and information about our plugin. There are many people out there who know, honestly, a heck of a lot more about the PowerPress plugin than I do. And there's only so many Blueberry members that we can have on here anyway. So the next episode, which I'm excited about that's going to be in 2 weeks. We are having a new guest who has a podcast and is using the PowerPress plugin and just has some questions. They use it, but they want to know how to use it better, which is why we're going to have them on the podcast, because, you know, questions that they have are typically questions that other people have as well. So I'm excited for that. And I hope that you guys enjoy, you know, kind of the turn that will probably be happening a little bit with the podcast in terms of, you know, get other people in here and not just people that have been with Blueberry from the start and with PowerPress, you know, for years now, literally years now. So next week, we will be back with next episode, not next week, because this is released every 2 weeks. We will have a guest with us. And this week, I'm just going to continue flying solo. But I'm not going to deviate from the format that much. So I'm going to go into some podcasting news. And obviously, one of the big things that has happened in the past week or so is coming from Google. Last Tuesday, I believe, Google announced that they are getting into podcasting via their Play Store. It is called Google Play Music Podcasting, and it's going to be their native application for podcasting. So in this frenzy, everyone has submitted their podcast to be included on the podcast application, because it's going to be the equivalent of iTunes podcast application. It's a very exciting opportunity for everyone, and unfortunately, it's only available in the United States right now. Not sure how long that's going to last, but give it time. It is Google. They are everywhere. They will get it to other countries eventually. So they've said that the launch for the Google Podcast app is several months out. I'm not necessarily buying that. I don't really think that Google will wait several months. They kind of play by their own rules, so that could mean like 2 to 3 weeks, possibly. But that's just my opinion. They said that they're a couple months out, so it could actually be that, but you never know. So if you have not already, it's a very simple process when it works to submit your RSS feed. I've heard of some people having trouble with artwork, something about rounded edges that might have been cleared up by now. But really, you can submit it and just wait, and you'll get your confirmation probably in about 24 hours or so. Doesn't seem to be that difficult to submit, and then whenever it launches, you will be included. Now, also, since it's not available in other countries, people have not been, you know, people outside of the U.S. have not been able to submit their RSS feed. I've heard of some other people adding it via someone that does live in the U.S., possibly a friend that they have. So if that's a possibility, go for it. And if not, and you're really desperate, I'm sure you can find someone that is willing to do it. But give it time. I'm sure Google will get around to it. But I think this is great. As someone that, you know, works in podcasting and sees all of these new things happening so quickly and all the time, it's interesting to see how people react. And overall, the reaction has been excitement and, you know, why is this taking so long? So I think it's a good thing. We will see how it plays out. But one of the things I am a little hesitant about has to do with the terms of service. So when I was first looking at the terms of service for, you know, before you have to submit your podcast, it mentioned advertising. And your content is, when you are part of this, your content will be held on Google servers, which means that they kind of take control of your content and then believe that they have the right to put advertising at the end of your podcast episode. They said that they won't do anything pre-roll or mid-roll. However, at the end of the podcast, it's kind of free reign. And that means that, you know, Google could possibly be monetizing your podcast without your permission and you get none of it. That's not exactly something that I see as positive. I mean, I've only been podcasting for 2 months now, and the thought of that kind of frustrates me for sure. But we will see how it plays out and if they actually move forward with that. So I'm sure someone will have an issue with it, and I'm sure it will get someone to not submit. But for most people, they're just going to be excited to, you know, submit their podcast because, you know, we know how much the iTunes native podcast app is important to listeners. That's like 70 to 80% of how people listen to a podcast. So if we can now get this with Android, I'm curious to see how this is going to change. I'm curious to see how those numbers are going to develop over the next, you know, couple of years, and if it's going to have a significant impact, and if it means people are going to get more listeners, if it means, you know, more people in the United States in general are going to listen to a podcast simply because it's there and available to all those Android users out in the world. So we shall see how all of this plays out. But as of right now, people are excited. So every time after I talk about one new segment, I talk about my podcasting, well, we were calling them the Podcaster Struggle, but then we changed it to the Podcaster Chronicles because struggle makes it sound like does not sound like a positive thing. One of our own members pointed that out to me, and I was like, you know what? You're right, because this is not supposed to be a negative part of the podcast. It's supposed to be about, you know, podcasting as a whole. And so Podcaster Chronicles sounded better. So mine this week was, or my Podcaster Chronicle of the, you know, past 2 weeks was actually deciding to not have a guest, to start fresh for myself, because this is also me getting more comfortable on the microphone, because I do not have someone to back me up. And part of me is winging this. Part of me has this planned out. And, you know, how it goes is kind of determining the next episode as well, because they all end up flowing together, and me being comfortable, whether it's with a person or not, is just going to get better and better each episode. So, yeah, with me being by myself and finally being comfortable with the show, that's kind of been my Podcaster Chronicle for the week, or for the past 2 weeks, I suppose. And I like it. I think it's good. This is starting to become more fun and not like me thinking of, it's starting to become more fun and less work. I wouldn't say it was work in the first place, but it was a little stressful at the beginning. It was a little stressful, not while it was happening, but it was like the anticipation, knowing that I was going to record an episode. So that's starting to wean away, which is good. And I like that. And then, okay, so I have another news bit. And this one kind of confused people a little bit, which kind of also frustrated me. This is about Serial, the podcast from NPR and This American Life. So it is going to be released, season 2 of Serial is going to be released exclusively on Pandora this upcoming month or next month. They haven't released the actual date of when season 2 will come out. However, they said that they are releasing season 1 on Pandora, I believe, the week of Thanksgiving. So people got confused. So when they said exclusively, people automatically thought, you know, well, that's dumb. Like, why would they do that? They're not going to put it on iTunes. People don't have Pandora in every country. What if you don't have Pandora? What if you don't have Pandora on your phone? Really, all it means, it's going to be everywhere. And it said that in multiple articles. And I think people just read a headline and said that it, you know, saw it was going to be exclusive and didn't realize it's still going to be on iTunes. But they're going to exclusively partner with Pandora to also have it on Pandora, because Pandora has never had a podcast streaming on their service ever. And if there was ever a podcast to stream to get new listeners for podcasts and on Pandora, it would be Serial. That is for sure. They have insane download numbers. They created a frenzy last year and this year, which actually I loved. I will admit I love Serial because I love mysteries, and I will listen to season 2. I definitely will not listen to it on Pandora because I have not touched that service in like 5 years. But it's going to be out there for millions of other listeners. And that's exactly what they're going for. And I think it's a good idea on their part. I really do. That's exactly why they did it. And it's going to work. I really think it will. So kudos to you, NPR. Kudos to you. And I have one last thing to update you guys on before I'm done for the day, and that is about PowerPress. So on last Friday, October 30th, after working for 2 days like a madman, Angelo released the new PowerPress update. It's update 6.1 now, and it brings in Google Play support. So if you would like to submit your podcast via Google Play, that is now an option via PowerPress. I believe it's in a Google Play tab now as well, right next to the iTunes tab, where you can change, you know, your categories and whatnot like that, because this is essentially going to be the same option for Google now. So we added the directory support, and then we also added a donate link. We released this update with this donate link that is syndicated with your RSS feed. So if you have a service such as Patreon or PayPal or something like that, where you take donations for your show, you can now syndicate that in your RSS feed, and everyone will be able to see that wherever they're listening to your podcast. So now people will be able to get that information whether they're on your website or not. So we think that's going to be very helpful to people. We're doing this in conjunction with Skipcast in iOS podcast application. And we think it's going to be, you know, a great feature for you guys, because monetizing your podcast is, it's pretty much what everyone wants. It's, you know, it's not the goal necessarily, but who wouldn't want a couple extra bucks for their podcast? Whether you use it for equipment or, you know, to go to a conference or what, it's always appreciated. So we're very happy to have included that in PowerPress. So really all I can tell you is make sure, you know, my PowerPress tip is make sure to look at the categories that you can choose from in Google Play, because I don't think that they are exactly the same as the ones in iTunes. So be sure to look out for those and, you know, decide what works best for you. But you can do that all within PowerPress. And that's really all the information I can give you. But we've got some goodies in this update, so I would suggest going for it. And then the next update that we will have will most likely be around Christmas. So try it out. Tell us if you like it. And be sure to give us suggestions for an update as well. We're always looking out for those. All right. That's all I got for you guys for the PowerPress podcast. I look forward to being back here in 2 weeks. Thanks, guys.